company signals, and market response. This analysis tracks the top company developments and how markets absorb them through Thursday's close, focusing on where shifting narratives translate into price action. It is part of Tearsheet Pro's weekly 10Q newsletter, where strategy meets market reaction. I track how leading banks and fintechs are evolving in public markets and how investors are pricing those moves. Subscribe to Pro and get the full 10Q story in your inbox every Friday. One Affirm AFRM, close, $74.30. Affirm and Shopify are bringing Shop Pay installments to Australia, giving eligible shoppers the option to split purchases into fortnightly or monthly payments. The launch expands Affirm's Shopify footprint beyond the US, Canada, and the UK and marks Affirm's return to Australia, with the service powered exclusively by Affirm. Why it matters? Affirm is extending a distribution model that puts its credit product directly inside Shopify's checkout. That's a step forward as BNPL moves toward more frequent, everyday transactions rather than being reserved for large ticket purchases. Affirm's latest quarter supports that shift, with GMV up 36% to $14.1 billion and transactions growing by 41% to 53 million. The Australia launch gives that broader usage strategy another market to test. 2. NVIDIA, NVDA, close, $228.45. NVIDIA has paused some revenue-sharing deals under its AI Compute Partnership Program, less than 2 months after launching the financing initiative for smaller AI cloud providers. The retreat comes amid concerns that NVIDIA's role as chip supplier, financier, and potential revenue participant could attract greater antitrust scrutiny. Why it matters? NVIDIA's ambition has been expanding beyond selling chips into helping finance the infrastructure needed to deploy them. That can accelerate the AI build-out, but it also puts the firm in an increasingly unusual position: supplier, capital provider, and economic participant in the businesses using its hardware. The pause suggests there are limits to how far NVIDIA can extend that influence without raising questions about competition and the financing structures supporting AI demand. 3. Intuit, INTU, close, $344.30. Intuit is bringing QuickBooks and MailChimp into Perplexity Computer through MCP connectors, allowing businesses to access Intuit's data and capabilities from an AI interface. The integration moves beyond retrieving information, with users able to manage cash flow, chase overdue invoices, access payroll information, and analyze marketing performance. Why it matters? If businesses increasingly ask AI agents to do the work, Intuit's value has to travel with the customer rather than remain inside QuickBooks or MailChimp. The partnership with Perplexity lets Intuit put its financial data and domain expertise into an agentic workflow while keeping its systems underneath the actions being taken. That could make Intuit's financial intelligence more valuable even when the customer is no longer starting with an Intuit product. 4. Fifth Third Bank, FITB, close, $54.97. Fifth Third launched the Truly Simple credit card with 0% APR on purchases and balance transfers for 18 months and no annual fee. The bank is simplifying its card lineup around two primary jobs: its 1.67% cash back card for rewards and Truly Simple for financing purchases and consolidating higher rate debt. Why it matters? Fifth Third is assigning each card a clear customer job instead of competing with a crowded rewards card market on features. That fits the bank's broader push to make its products feel simpler, even as the institution itself becomes more complex through digital expansion and the Comerica integration. The card is a relatively straightforward product move, but the sharper strategy is deciding what each product is actually for.